For sweethearts with green thumbs, the gift of live roses is the gift that keeps on giving. We'll share our Valentine's Day suggestion on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? You can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. Go to freedom27.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 27.com. Freedom27.com. Go to freedom27.com.
Get ready for whatever comes your way this winter. Eaton can help you be prepared for winter storms and power outages with American Red Cross Emergency Preparedness Radios. Our rechargeable hand-crank solar-powered weather radios will keep you safe with up-to-date weather alerts and news, flashlight, and smartphone charger. Whether you're at home, at work, or in the great outdoors, or in an emergency, get yours today at Amazon.com, Ace Hardware, Bed Bath & Beyond, Grainger, or Target.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Sunday, February 14th. Valentine's Day is the 45th day of the year, and legendary football coach Woody Hayes was born in 1913. If your sweetheart is into flower gardening, here's an alternative to the traditional gift of cut roses, a flowering miniature rose bush. They appear delicate, but miniature roses are winter hardy. Because they are not grafted, the stems will return each year to produce the same flowers, making it the gift that truly keeps on giving. They need 14 to 16 hours of light per day and 8 to 10 hours of darkness. Water sparingly and don't be concerned if some flowers and leaves drop. Once transplanted to the outdoor garden, they'll bounce back in no time. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more garden advice online at almanac.com.